News. I'm Laura Winters. We begin this hour with the latest from the Middle East. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, continue to pound Hamas terrorist targets in northern Gaza. A reported 250 attacks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visiting with some of his troops. Now, word the Al-Kids Hospital in Gaza almost out of fuel. The hospital appealing for aid. Meanwhile, a potential deal in the works to get additional hostages freed from Hamas. The proposal would require Israel to stop taking out targets for several days. In related news, Saudi Arabia hosting an emergency summit of Arab leaders in Riyadh.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off. Several demonstrators arrested. Staying now in New York City, FBI agents taking cell phones belonging to New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams as part of a federal investigation into campaign fundraising. Armed with a search warrant, the agents confiscating the phones and an iPad, the investigation looking at whether foreign money from Turkey was funneled into his campaign. Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing so far, but he is the latest politician to come under scrutiny for ties to foreign governments. Looking ahead now to next week, President Biden scheduled to meet with the President of China here in the United States. The location? San Francisco, where city leaders are very busy relocating the homeless and cleaning up drug addicts who have been living on the streets, relocating them elsewhere. The cleanup ahead of the visit. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we continue our coverage of the war in the Middle East, reaction now from two former presidents, George W. Bush and former President Donald Trump. Both men weighing in on developments in separate interviews. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out. You're probably going to have to let it play out.
He asserted that under his administration's firm approach toward Iran, the conflict wouldn't have erupted. Former President George W. Bush also expressing confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Bush has consistently voiced unwavering support for Israel, emphasizing last week that in his view, one side is guilty and it's not Israel.
And the military raising the age for Americans to join.
Now's your chance to join the Air Force or Space Force. Both branches of the military are raising the maximum age applicants can enlist to 42, a bump up of 3 years from the previous age of 39. Most branches of the U.S. military are having trouble recruiting, with all but the Marines missing their recruiting goals last year.
I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.